It doesn't matter whereabouts in the world you are, there's always a positive way of speaking to people, and there's a standard way of speaking to people, and particularly when people get too comfortable in their outside of work or in their role within a workplace, and where they may be the leader or the manager or just someone with a lot of responsibility. People can often become a little bit slow or lazy in being aware of their audience and how they speak. And from time to time, we do get the odd swear word or bad language or point of view that would be considered to the organisation to be in conflict with them. So by sending out two different messages. And I think if you're, I think luckily for me, I could probably get away with that because I am the business. But if you're working for a company, an organisation, it's a very different issue. And you pretty much do have to say what you believe, but within their framework. And now that social media is about, it seems that some people have forgotten all about this. So I just thought I'd highlight the key issue that if you're speaking to somebody and you're publicly being heard or doing a public speech, you don't swear. It's quite simple. So when you're using social media, it's the same rules. You don't swear. And whether you're Facebooking, you're polite, you use the right language. And I understand the characters are limited in Twitter, so you might need to misspell a few things. So you spell things slightly phonetically. This still means that you have to reply carefully and represent the best you can represent yourself and the company, and basically not swear or say anything that might be slightly derogatory or touching on subjects that might make us cringe. This really isn't rocket science. And I think that if you're an employee, then you should be sort of aware of the fact that you're running for a business. You know, you're working and running a business that somebody else is, and you're doing it on their behalf. And yeah, it's really not rocket science. I think I'm looking at a website here that has kind of spurred me on to sort of mention this, which just affirms what I'm saying, I guess. And what the website's saying is that if you're self-employed as well, then there are guidelines that you might need to meet. And in many instances, this goes out to blogging and goes way beyond Twitter as well. And you may need a policy for this. But if you're not, if you're self-employed and you're not able to sort of consider revisiting these moments where you might need to write a policy, then it is quite wise to go back to your business plan and at least try to fit that in somewhere. Because social media is a, sort of a, an area of communication that seems to get missed in your plan as well. It's just really smart to back yourself up if you're self-employed, because as I say, employed, you've got to go by their rules. If you're self-employed, then somebody needs to know what your rules are. And by that, I think the general consensus would be that there's somebody who needs to know what your rules are and what your policies and how you talk would be other people that may look at your business plan, not just you yourself. So I think it's an all-round hit. Be nice to people, play nicely, be nice, and don't swear.